The marketplace is changing, and you need more than ever to understand the affluent. See, the affluent want to work with an expert. 91% of those affluent people with over $1 million of financial assets tell us they want to work with an expert because they can't see the difference between each of us as financial advisors. With over 460,000 financial advisors just in the U.S., they can't tell the difference. We have a huge opportunity. If we can position ourselves as an expert and really understand what the affluent want, we can accelerate our success tremendously. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CEG Worldwide, and this week's episode of CEG's Advisor Edge, I'm going to share with you what you need to do to position yourself to attract the affluent. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.
It's so important for us to recognize the world has changed. Many of us have been in the industry for a while. I recently turned 60, and I got to tell you, the difference between when I started in the industry and today has been huge. And change is accelerating tremendously. We take a look back. When I started, I'm not sure this is the right picture. In the old days, you know, advisors were hunted. I can still remember going and meeting with one of the top financial advisors really in the U.S. He was recognized all over the U.S. as being one of the tops. And I sat down with him and I said, Jerry, how do you think of your business? You know, how can I be like you? And he goes, John, I get up every morning. And when I get up every morning, all I do is I recognize I've got to leave my cave, go out and kill something, and drag it back to the cave, or my family isn't taken care of. And I go, wow. I'm not sure I want to be in this business. See, in those days, advisors were purely hunters. Okay, fortunately for many of us, times have changed. And what they're doing is it's not sales pitch. I mean, I can still remember practicing selling products. And, you know, we have moved so much from investment-centric, even though most financial advisors today are investment-centric, because we make the majority of our income, if not all of our income, through investment solutions, many advisors are totally focused on the investments. Well, I got to tell you, affluent clients, those with a million or more, they think investments have been commoditized, and the more wealth they have, the more they think that. Doesn't mean that they don't believe you can add a little value, but they're looking for a lot more. They don't want just the sales pitch. What they're looking for is to work with an expert that gets them. So when they learn of you, they're going to sit down and they're going to pick up their keyboard and they're going to, and they're going to Google you. Okay, they're going to go into the search engine and look to see who you are. This is so important that you exist. Number one, easiest way to position yourself as an expert is do it on LinkedIn. Maximize LinkedIn. I go through and we look at the LinkedIn. And when we do our coaching program, where, you know, this is one of the first things, almost always we can help the advisors that we have the privilege of coaching, no matter what level they already are, is to maximize, optimize LinkedIn. And the reason for this is when the search engines go out and search your name, LinkedIn has such a high authority rating that it comes up really quick. It's very unusually to the top of the page, no matter what, whether it's Google or Bing or Yahoo or whoever. And what you want to do is you want to make sure that you look like the expert that serves that specific community. It's so important to do. Okay, let's take a look at number two. Enhance our website. Now here, whether you're an RIA, an independent broker dealer representative, or with a major firm, a wirehouse rep, what we need to do is we've got to have a presence. Study after study shows well over 90% of the people, when they're considering working with you, they're going to do the search, they're going to see you on LinkedIn, and they're going to look for your web page, your website. If you're an RIA, you're going to have a full-blown website. If you're with one of the major firms, you're going to have a page. Make sure it helps you differentiate yourself. It clearly explains what it is that you do to help your clients and your future clients get the results that they want. Number three, I gotta tell you, this is an important one. It's what we call credibility marketing. If you think about it, people want to work with an expert. And one of the ways they think of you're an expert is if you're published. Publishing an article, a blog post, or even a video like this establishes you as an expert. And when they're considering working with you, they're Googling you, they're searching for you, they're looking your presence on LinkedIn, they're going ahead and seeing your website, and they're looking oftentimes to the number one TV channel, YouTube. They're also looking at whether you're published and what do you have out there. Now, I know some compliance groups, officers of different companies limit this, but you want to make sure you understand what you can do, and to the extent that you can, really take advantage of it. Now, remember, in articles, the biggest thing compliance people are worried about is making promissory statements. Well, I can tell you the affluent don't believe it, so don't do it anyways. There's no upside whatsoever. What they want to do is they want to understand that you get them, that you can understand what their concerns are, what they want for results, and you have a clear and compelling process to do that. Now, don't make the articles self-serving. Write them in general so that they, and give them all kinds of information so that when they read the article, they look and say, geez, I don't want to do this. And most individuals, most clients, affluent individuals, don't want to do what we do. We're wired a little weird as financial advisors. So what happens is when they read that, they go, geez, I should do this if it's appropriate to work with you, and they'll pick up the phone and call you rather than do it themselves. Very, very powerful. In addition, I got to tell you, I love events. I find events to be amazing. And this is one of the things that is so important in positioning yourself as an expert, is to recognize the power of one-to-one marketing and one-to-many. When we start doing group events, and this can be both live events, as you can see here, a dinner meeting for clients and prospective clients, the power entertaining, this is so amazing with the right audience. I love mastermind dinners. So powerful. Now, in addition to that, though, you can do virtual webinars. For many of you, you have the ability to do that, and they can accelerate your success because you can repurpose content that you're providing through virtual events as well. But bringing the right people to the group, having it facilitated so that it's not only an enjoyable evening, but they are seeing you in action, because what they want to do is see you in action and see that you're credible, particularly when you have existing clients there as well. And it's just a huge opportunity. It's a big part of our coaching program of how to do group events. And then for those of you who can do this, and it's getting easier and easier, is to create your own ebook. Now, this is not a full-blown book. What we're talking about is typically somewhere around 5,000 to usually no more than 10,000 words. typical full blown book is about 50,000 words. A lot of times this used to be white papers, but we're creating a ebook that's focused on our prospective clients. So this would be your niche, understanding their unique needs, their concerns, and how the most successful among them are solving it. It's a very powerful book, and you can have them printed. You can do it on Amazon as an easy one, where they have great space where you can have these printed on demand for really next to nothing. You don't have to order, 5,000 books or something like this. This is where it really comes together, because people want to work with experts. And I got to tell you, books really create that perceived expertise. Qualified prospective clients, they want to find the right experts. And you need to do that extra part to motivate them to explore working with you. So when they Google, they explore working with you, that you're well positioned for them to think of you as an expert for their unique needs, and they're going to reach out to you. Or in your marketing or introductions, they're considering you, and they now have it confirmed because of your expertise. If you want to really see the power of this credibility marketing, this positioning yourself so that you can be successful on purpose, not only serving the affluent, but attracting a steady stream of pre-qualified, pre-endorsed affluent clients, I'd encourage you to take us up on our best year ever consultation. This is a complimentary consultation where we look to see what we would do. What are the three things we would do if we were you to accelerate your success after taking a look at where you are, where you want to go? Those three things, that simple things that would make you indispensable to the right affluent clients and allow you to achieve the practice of your dream. Now, you have to have a $200,000 net income to take this complimentary consultation process, because we're not right for everyone, but we can take a look. And once you have a strong foundation, we can help you accelerate your success even more. Typically, whatever you could accomplish on the next 5 years on your own, we can help you accomplish it in the next 2 to 3 years. Wow. Identify those three best practices that are going to accelerate your success even more. You'll be glad you did. Your clients and all those future clients, they're counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.